when he and the company had undertaken to defend Taglios. Some went, some stayed. Those moved back. The racket of help too late drew nearer. The prince looked up at Croker in amazement. Croker offered him a hand. The prince accepted it. On his feet, he whispered,
"Is the disguise part of some grand strategy?"
"Later."
The prince must think he had masqueraded as Ram all along.
"Can you walk? Let's get off the street before more trouble finds us."
Help arrived in the form of a half-dozen palace guards. They had been summoned by someone with enough presence of mind to go for them. The prince asked,
"Someone snatched Lady?"
Bemused, he muttered,
"I guess that was the whole point, else we'd all be dead."
"That's my guess. Are they in for a surprise? Let's get moving."
As they started walking, surrounded by the guards, Croker asked,
"Where was your pet wizard while all this was happening?"
"Why?" the Radisha demanded.
"That little shit has been on the Shadow Master's payroll for weeks. Ask him about it."
The prince said,
"I'd love to, but a demon tried to kill him and almost succeeded. He's in a coma. Won't come back."
Croker glanced back.
"Somebody ought to bring the prisoner. He might tell us something useful."
He would not. He had died while no one was looking. Croker was amazed at himself, taking charge the way he was. Maybe it was pressure from so many months of helplessness. Maybe it was the urgency brought on by the certainty that he would not have long to grab hold of his destiny. The prince had to be right. Lady had been the object of the attack. That meant the bad boys had lost track of her somehow and had thought Catcher was her. He smiled grimly. They would not be prepared for the tiger they had caught. How long would Catcher toy with them before revealing herself? Long enough? Count on nothing. Hurry. He, by damned, had to grab for all he could get while the opportunity existed. Croker finished his story. The prince and his sister had listened agape. The Radisha recovered her poise first. She'd always had the harder edge.
"Way back, smoke cautioned us that there might be more going on than met the eye, that there might be players in the game we didn't see."
All eyes turned to the unconscious wizard. Croker said,
"Prince, you used that sticker pretty well tonight. Think you have trouble pricking him if he asked for it?"
"No trouble at all. After what he's done, the trouble I'll have is not sticking him before we get a story out of him."
"He's not all bad. He walked into a trap trying to do what he thought was right. His problem is, he gets an idea in his head and he can't get it out if it's wrong, no matter what evidence you hit him with. He decided we were the bad guys come back for general mayhem, and he just couldn't change his mind. Probably never will. If you execute him, he'll die thinking he's a hero and martyr who tried to save Taglios. I think I can waken him. When I do, you stand by to stick him if he tries any tricks. Even a puny wizard is deadly when he wants."
Croker took an hour, but did tease the wizard out of life's twilight and got him to choke out his story. Afterward, the prince asked,
"What can we do? Even if he's as contrite as he says, the Shadow Masters have a hold we can't break. I don't want to kill him, but he is a wizard. We couldn't keep him locked up."
"He can stay locked up in his mind. You'd have to force-feed him and clean him like a baby, but I can put him back into the coma."
"Will he heal?"
"His body should. I can't do anything about what the